Hi there. The word for you today is, don't resort to manipulation. In Romans 12, verse 10, we read, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Deep within each of us is a desire to run our own lives, and in some cases, other people's lives too. As a result, we become experts at manipulating one another. This desire for control brings about different behaviors. Here are six of them that you need to be aware of and avoid if you want to enjoy good relationships. Number one, emotional blackmail. It says, do what I want, or I'll get angry and go to pieces. Number two is the guilt trip. It says, how could you do this to me after all that I've done for you? Number three is the eternal illness. Don't upset me. Can't you see I'm not well? Number four is help from beyond the grave. Your dear father or mother would have agreed with me. Number five, divine revelation. God told me that you should do what I want. And number six, humiliation. Do what I want or I'll embarrass you in front of others. These are powerful tools we use to get other people to do what we want. And not only are adults good at using them, teenagers can be masters of manipulation too, especially if they're not thinking straight. I want this thing so badly, I'll go and do something stupid, even if it hurts myself, unless I get it. An argument that becomes a dangerous cry for help is the worst nightmare of many parents of teenagers. Here's the truth. Manipulation is a game any number of people can play, right in the privacy of our own home. But you know what? Those who engage in it pay a high price in terms of conflict, hostility, and resentment. You say, well, what's the answer? The Bible gives it to us. Let me read it to you. It's in Romans 12 and verse 10. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And that's the word for you today.